Exclusive, Larry Elder at Blexit LA. A Black Exit from the Democrat Party, an Idea Whose Time Is Way Overdue. By Kyle Morris on January 21, 2019. Veteran conservative talk radio host and best-selling author Larry Elder delivered a fiery speech to a massive Blexit rally crowd on Sunday and spoke to Breitbart News in an exclusive interview about the Democrat Party's destruction of Black Americans' lives and how President Donald Trump endeavored to lift up the Black community. "I would say it's an idea whose time is way, way, way overdue," Larry Elder said of the Blexit movement. "Black people have voted for the Democratic Party in large numbers for a very long period of time, and what's happened? What's happened is many of the left-wing policies that have been promoted with the best of intentions, most notably the Lyndon Johnson War on Poverty, which was launched in 1965, have been disastrous. At the time, 25% of Black kids were born without fathers. Fast forward, $20 trillion has been spent on the so-called war against poverty since 65. And now 73% of Black kids are born outside of wedlock. I didn't say it," Obama said. "A kid raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. That is a far bigger problem than the alleged racism that the left claims is institutionally still going on in this country," Elder told Breitbart News' Jerome Hudson. "I argue this. Pick up a magic wand, wave it over the hearts of all of white America, and remove every smidgen of racism from their hearts. You're still gonna have a problem of a 50% dropout rate in the inner city. Kids who do graduate cannot read, write, or compute at grade level. 25% of young Black men have criminal records. And these problems are not going to go away because white people have stopped being racist. Racism will always be with us as long as human beings are with us." Elder then outlined what he believed Black youth should be told in order to succeed. "What we ought to be telling young Blacks is the following. You need to do 3 things in order to get to the middle class. Finish high school. Do not have a kid before you're 20 years old. Get married before you have that kid. If you follow that formula, you will not be poor. If you don't follow that formula, there's a good chance that you will be poor." The best-selling author also discussed the media's distaste for President Trump and Black Republicans. Elder, who understands the problems Black Americans face, highlighted several of President Trump's plans to assist the Black community in inner cities. "Donald Trump wants to do something about making sure that inner-city parents get a better education for their kids. He wants to do something about the threat for illegal immigration. And as you pointed out, because of his economic policies, the economy is rocking and rolling and Black unemployment is the lowest it has ever been since they have been keeping records. If this is racism, he needs to go back to racism school. Ultimately, people care about the truth. Malcolm X once said, I'm for the truth, no matter who is telling it. And so sooner or later, I think people recognize the facts on the ground. The welfare state has undermined the Black family. Things like race-based preferences has increased dropouts in colleges. They've not increased graduation rates, they've made things worse." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.